What's cracking? It's Divorced as Fuck. We're your hosts, Jay Array and My Vinay, and we're here to inform you that there is no reason to be bitter when you can be divorced as fuck. This is not your typical podcast. It's our comedic spin on life after divorce. So buckle up your seatbelts and get on this ride. Good, bad, and indifferent. Lego. Season 3, episode 26, Life After Divorce. What up, what up, what up, yo, divorced as fuckers. Yo, we appreciate you all fucking with us real heavy. This is a disclaimer. We just want you all to know that due to the coronavirus, we have not been able to record like we normally do. So we had to get a little creative and our sound quality is not a one like it normally is. So F with us. You know what I'm saying? We apologize for that. But again, that's out of our power. But again, we're going to bring you content. We wanted to make sure that you all had an episode this week. So it is what it is. Continue to fuck with us. You all be safe. Take care. Wash your hands, wash your ass, and we'll see you for another week. Appreciate you.
Pew, pew, damn it, boy. Yo, what a motherfucking do? What up, divorces, fuckers? Welcome back. What's goody? What's cracking? What up, Maya? How you? What's good?
What's popping? How's everything? How's it going?
Okay, all right. What the fuck's going on?
I'm out here. I'm outside. I'm living.
You
outside.
Out here?
I'm out here. I'm out
okay.
Here.
Okay. Feeling better than last week.
Much better. I still sound like a little boy, but you know, it is what it is.
Okay. Little boys. All right.
Little boy. Little boy. That is like the worst thing about like the post nasal drip, because I always sound like super nasally until, mm-hmm. you know, but I do feel better. But I just sound like a young man, you know, still a young man.
Wow.
Baby. That's what I sound like.
Okay. That got interesting real fast.
It did.
Escalated real quick. Okay. So, okay. Well, how was your week? How's your fucking week?
Essential as fuck. But you know, I'm always outside doing me. I'm going to be outside.
Okay. Okay. She outside doing her. And anything fantabulous, anything amazing to discuss, to let the divorce fuckers know about your week, your weekends?
No.
Wow.
Nothing spectacular, fantabulous. You know, the basic, we outside. So nothing really over the top. So it's all good. But, you know.
Okay.
And, you know, we always have another week to go, you know.
Okay. How was your 15 days after Juneteenth?
It was basic. It was, you know, family. My boyfriend and his daughter came over. We did cupcakes. We did, you know, the whole little family crew thing and little firework, and then I was off to go be essential.
Okay.
That was it. How was yours 15 days after Juneteenth?
You know, lavender mimosas and shit.
Give it to me.
Yeah, it was amazing. So, you know, you can't ever turn on that lavender mimosa situation. It just makes everybody feel great. So, there's that. And, you know, I don't really get into too many holidays or whatnot, but especially not that one. So, you know, it was just a regular Sunday fun day for me. You know, functioned a little bit, hit a couple Kona, yeah, there, everywhere. And you know, okay. we turned up or whatever it is, had a good time. We ended up hanging with some folks. You know, we was doing a couple of things for your floor or whatnot. It was real sexy.
Oh yeah,
it was vibe. So apparently, now penthouses on the 40th floor.
We have to have them. There's no way around it.
It's happening. So just know, divorces fuckers, coming to you. So we'll be having dual penthouses. Her building would be next to mine, so we could look at each other from across the way, and have our balconies or whatnot, so we can cheers at night. Whatever.
That's it. From across the way.
Yeah. Sunrises and sunsets. Fuck you, me. Yeah.
That's how we're doing it.
Absolutely. But yeah, week was good. I don't think it was nothing too eventful. I don't know. Everything seems like a fucking blur. Like, how did we even get here? Like, I don't even know how we got in July. I don't know what happened. I don't know when this happened. I don't know if I signed up for it. But we here. Whatever. June was like extremely busy. I don't know.
Yeah.
Just like came in like a runaway hoe. Boom. Wait a minute. What? It was wow. I don't know. Happened June. It was hella busy. And yeah, it's like now we like mid July. What we doing?
Already.
Moving. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, it just makes you reflect a little bit. And think about, you know, what has happened and what could have happened and what should happen going forward. So, you know, just it's a good place to kind of stop, reflect, think, you know, and make sure you're going in the right direction or whatever. So, Maya, you going in the right direction?
I'm going in the right direction.
Okay. All right. Good shit.
Moving fucking forward.
Moving forward. We are into upward ability. It's a must.
Okay.
All right. So, anything else to report for the divorce fuckers before we get into it or whatever?
Oh, no.
Okay. All right. So, divorce fuckers, we were actually on a show recently, and they posed a question to us in regards to marriage. Like, what were our you know, how do we feel when we see other people, you know, married, like, you know, I guess some people are bitter or, you know, upset. I see other people, you know, happy and stuff like that, you know, when theirs didn't. So, Maya, what was your answer? What was your response?
Yeah. Shout out to the ladies from the podcast, Talking Pink. Super sweet. Thank you guys for hosting us. We really enjoyed the show. So, Talking Pink with the host Rachel and Keita, they're super funny ladies. I like them because they're vulgar. I like vulgar people. So, you know, usually when we go on other people's show, we have to, like, not say stuff. We have to, like, they'll tell us, like, oh, you can't say this, this, and this. You can only use, like, these curse words. So I did not like that. But I like the fact they let us say everything we wanted to say. But
it's hard to censor me anyway. So.
Pretty that part.
I'm not a censor, kind of politically correct person. Let's be clear. Nope.
At all.
Mm-mm. But I love y'all.
How many times I have to tap her leg? Like,
but I love y'all. That's whatever.
That's not the move.
Whatever.
But
I don't say it in hatred. I just right. The moment. So get with it.
So when they ask that question, you know, like I said, we can ask that question a lot, you know, because people just assume because of the title of our show that we are these angry people, and we're not, man. We love. I am ready to be remarried.
She ready. Love y'all. We gonna put her on the show.
Put me on the show. Damn. Put your pussy lips on live for $1,000.
Okay.
I am totally ready to be remarried. You know, like I said, I have no issues, quarrels, or qualms with the institution of marriage. It just so happened who I was married to was not it. You know, we married young. We didn't know who we were. We had a lot of things that we had to work out amongst each other, but we had to work them out separate. So I think that was the best thing for us was a divorce, because we needed to work those things out separately. But no, I love marriage. Like, I'm ready to be in somebody's face 24/7 and bug the shit out of them. Okay. Bug the shit out. I'm ready.
Okay. So you love.
I do love love.
Yeah, divorce is fucker for the newbies. We love tremendously, initially. Like, we love seeing black love. We love seeing people who have longevity, you know, who are, you know, them years, them 30 years, you know, even 15, you know, those milestones or whatever. I think it's a beautiful thing. If you've been married, you know that, of course, it's a struggle and a challenge. But to be able to overcome that and overcome that with your partner, then it's a beautiful thing. Like, marriage can be an amazing thing when it's with the right person, when it's correctly, when the two people, both parties are in it for the long haul, they're accepting, they have a goal in mind, they are supportive, they are here together, working, you know what I'm saying, to the wheels fall. I think it's an amazing, but again, both of ours didn't work out, unfortunately. Whether it was different pages, different books, or shit, I should have never read a book. You know, it just, it wasn't meant to be, or it didn't work the way we intended or thought that it would have. But yeah, absolutely love, love. Love to see it. I love to see happy couples. I love to see Black happy couples. We need to get that more often. I think it's important for our children to see. And we need to that for the next generation, because a lot of these younger ones, I don't know, they don't have a real expectation of love relationships. A lot of them have seen it, things of that nature. So I think it is definitely important to display it, to see. But in regards to me, hell yeah, I'm ready for love. Fuck you, me, man.
We ready? You're gonna do a whole dating show for her.
But my thing is that divorce teaches you a lot, if you're able to receive it, of course. But it can teach you a lot, and it gives you a lot of, you know, non-negotiables, reveals yourself in terms of what's important to you going forward, and the type of person that you life with, you know, because marriage is a partnership, is a business. With you and another party. So you want to make sure that it's somebody that you can do life with, not somebody just that's just fine and beer connect all the way and got white teeth and it's like 6'3½" or whatever and a good job chocolate. I mentioned chocolate. It's him. But make sure that, you know, everything else lines up. Like, has to make sense. You gotta make it make sense in terms of if you want something that's gonna have longevity. You know, his fine ass, he'll be fucking over you if that what you want. You know, right, so you got to make sure that other things line up, you know, spiritually, financially, you know, whatever is important to you. It might look different for everyone, you know, because, you know, people value different things and that's fine. But just make sure that that person is valuing what you value. You know what I'm saying? Because if you're dealing with somebody who is not valuing the same, you know, certain things are not of real importance to them and that to you, you know, you may run into some problems that could be some red flags for you. So definitely love, definitely open to the idea of settling down someone. I mean, at the end of the day, I'm a relationship type anyway. Like, I was never likes to date and shit like that. I'm not really into that. It's never really been my thing. I mean, I'll do it, don't trip, but all of that in and out of niggas' faces. Yeah, I get tired.
That's me. I'm in and
that
out.
That is her. Faces. That's her. That's so not me. I can't.
And it's not
my personality.
It's not that I'm not a relationship person. I just believe in my dating process. I don't like to give all my attention to one person, because once that one fails, or especially if they're not my boyfriend, if we're just dating and I'm like, how would I know that you're the best person for me if I'm not dating multiple people and I don't have a vetting process? You know, I'm putting all my eggs in one basket, giving you all my energy, and then we talk for 6 or 7 months and it don't work out, and then I'm back in square one. Then I'm, you know, I was like, no, I'm gonna date different. Because like I said, when I met my husband, you know, I just started talking to him. Oh, we fell in love and now I'm married. When I met the last guy, he was the only one. We fell in love. Now we're in a relationship. We live in the same house. And if I would have dated multiple people, I would have figured out he was not the best person for me. So
yeah,
sometimes they slip through. Sometimes they slip through. Sometimes they slip through. But no, and it's not like, you know, I'm just talking to different people. I'm getting to know you and seeing who's the best person who can offer me something. Or not saying, yeah, basically, who's the best person for me? You know, who's going to give, you know, not just, like I said, because you'd be surprised. You give your energy all to one person, and then when, you know, that don't go right, you're like, well, what happened? A lot of things happen, or they're talking to multiple people, and you're just talking to only them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I date multiple people, just to kind of figure out, we're not in a relationship. So you know, why not?
Yeah, and that's where me totally differ.
Totally different.
I'm just not gonna, you know what I'm saying? For me, I can't split my energies like that. I'm too passionate of a person. I put like way too much effort, time, whatever, into whatever I'm doing. Not just a person, I mean just period. Whether it's my job, my podcast, you know, project, whatever the fuck it is, I put a lot of effort and energy into. It's very it. My energy's in that way. I just can't. I'm not made like that. For her, she can move like that, and you know, it's easy peasy. For me, I'm gonna be weak. You know what I'm saying? I literally have to be able to do, you know, all the other things that I do, and I can't, like, because I move around a lot. Like, I'm saying, there's a lot of moves, there's a lot of things that go on behind the scenes that y'all niggas on a daily. So it's like, I don't
like giving my energy to somebody who's especially not giving me their 100. That's my thing. If you're not going to give me your 100, I'm definitely not going to give you mine. So that is one of the reasons why I date. When I am dating, I date multiple people because those people are not giving me their 100%. So why am I going to give them, why am I going to give mine to them?
Yeah.
That's not fair to me. And then when I give them my 100% and they disappoint me and they're like, well, I thought we weren't together. So I was talking to so-and-so too. Man, fuck all that. That's cool. I'll move around. I ain't the one. I like, there's nothing wrong with that. Some people date, you have different dating styles. I am a multiple, I guess, dater. So trust and believe, if you start talking to me, you're not the only person that I'm talking to. You need to show me that you're the best person. And if you want to be the only person. Other than that, nigga, you be on the list. And wherever you fall on the list is where the fuck you fall. What is you, number 5, number 6? You could be number 2 or you could be number 1. That is your choice. I tell everybody, you choose how you want to fuck with me. That's your choice.
Yeah.
And I let you have it.
Yeah.
Niggas be like, why you don't fuck with me no more? Nigga, you don't fuck with me no more. I didn't choose that for you.
So they unsigned.
They unsign themselves up. I never get rid of a nigga. They just, like Lady told me one time at a job, we were talking, and she was my boss. And it's when I first moved to Texas, my first job here. She told me, she said, I will never fire you. And we were just having a conversation. She said, I would never fire you. She said, you will fire yourself. She said, I'm not gonna fire you. She said, why would I do that? I need you. I need you to come to work every day and perform. So why would I fire you? She said, you will fire yourself by not coming to work on time, by not showing up doing your job, by not coming here, being focused, fucking up on shit, hurting patients. She said, you'll fire yourself. I will never fire you. And that's how I look at when I'm dating. You will fire yourself. I will never have to fire you. Now, whether or not I may say it's over, or you may say it's over, at the end of the day, you did that. I didn't do it. And people are like, well, that's crazy. No, it's true. Because I give everybody the same run and start. And you depend on how you finish in the race. Nigga, how fast is your legs? Nigga back there dragging that club foot. You better pick that bitch up and go.
Well, damn.
Nigga, the last. It ain't for me. I'll be like, nope. I'm cool.
Yeah, that's for me, it's not. I'm not gonna put all my eggs in one basket. There, it's one, and ain't nobody. Guidelines, I ain't say that.
Okay,
I didn't say that at all. But I just gonna put a lot of effort into other people if I'm dealing with this main person, or if this is the person that I'm interested in or pursuing. Then the other ones is like you there, but my effort will probably be little. Point if this is the person that I'm choosing to rock with or I'm most in.
So well, that's a natural progression, because if you're talking to multiple people and then you end up getting somebody that you actually kind of really like and you fuck with, that's a natural thing. Of course you're gonna put your effort into one thing. The way it came off was that you don't talk to anybody else, you only talk to one person at a time.
No, I didn't say that.
Right, but I'm saying that's how it was perceived.
No,
until now you just
I didn't say that. That's why I'm like, let me clarify, because I felt that you received it that way when you went the other direction. I ain't saying that though. Yeah. So, divorce as fuckers, I didn't say.
But that's what I was like, okay, so you don't talk, okay. But when it's a natural progression.
I didn't say that. And I didn't say put 100% into niggas. I didn't say that either.
I'm like, because you're like, I'm passionate.
I am extremely, but I say I put 100% into nobody. And it's, you say that. I didn't say that.
Right. I'm saying perception. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Perception is everything. That's your reality. So, let me clarify after you stated what you stated, because what you understood was not what I said.
Okay. Make it clear, because I'm trying to make sure I wasn't the only one that perceived it.
It could be. It could be. So, you know, it is what it is. Of course, that is what people are about. People are going to take things certain ways, different ways, whatever, whatever, and the intent may not be there. That's the beauty.
So it is, like I said, it's a natural progression. So you talking to different dudes, but there's usually one person that you like more, and that's the person that you would like to pursue a relationship with.
Yeah,
and that's usually, and that's, I mean, that's with everybody. I mean, that's usually how it goes. You talking to multiple people, or you kicking it with this person, that person, but there's that one person that puts that spark in your life, that puts that twinkle in your eye, and you feeling them.
Niggas don't put no twinkles no more. Niggas don't do that.
They don't put no twinkles.
Niggas don't know twinkles. Niggas don't know how to twinkle no more. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. Where is it? What? Twinkle. It ain't a lot of twinkles.
Some of them do. You know, they're out there. Those guys are.
I'm not
out
saying
there. Yeah, but they're out there.
The standard of dating and the way dating is now is just interesting. It's an interesting animal. Yeah,
it is. It's like, you don't know what to do. You're like, what do I do? What do I do? My hands, I don't know what to do with my hands. Where do they go? That's how I felt with dating. Like, where do my hands go? What do you want me to do? I think men have an interesting, because they feel like they have so many options, that they have these algorithms and these standards that are not real.
Yeah, like, I don't really like the options idea, because I'm like, at the end of the day, everybody has options. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, everybody has options, and it's like, you know, especially when you're talking about marrying somebody, and especially, like, I feel like, all right, I've been married, divorced, well, married, separated, divorced, and then single. Divorcee. So it's like, you know, you already kind of taking the L. It's like, you don't want to repeat. So in terms of taking somebody serious in that way, hey, now I want to marry you, or let's be married, you get extremely almost picky. You don't want to take another L. Like, you just don't. You don't want another mess up. Like, you do not want another divorce on your chest. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't want that on your resume, if that makes any sense. So you really kind of particular in terms of, you know, a person that you long term, because you're really trying to go, you're not trying to go down that road of divorcism, because it's a beast, tough road, that's a motherfucker, and you don't want to press read on that. So
yeah, but I think people can get too picky, where you can, motherfucker can't even make a mistake.
So you,
and I'm like,
careful with that, because it's a double-edged sword.
Yeah,
you don't want to be too particular, right?
And then you be still by yourself, and that's and I'm finding that with a lot of divorced men. I don't really know too many women who are like that, but that definitely divorced.
I think
men.
It's both sides. Like,
really, because I'm like, all the men that I was running into dating, they had like almost felt like unrealistic expectations. Like,
a lot of divorced men. I would agree. I mean, just even in terms of, I know they I think they've gotten so scared straight, or whatever you want to call it, to where it's like they want to play, but they don't want to take nobody serious. They like, I can't. I can't even.
Yeah. Because it's like, brain. It's like, as soon as you say something, they're like, oh no, fuck it. That's, I'm good. You're like, oh, okay.
It's like, hello. Well, PTSD with them boys.
You're like, well, I'm human. I'm not allowed to, you know, make a mistake or have an attitude or nah. Cause my ex-wife had an attitude. I fuck yeah. That shit. Okay. All right. I can't.
Yeah, hella PTSD. But you know, yeah. Too, you know, as we said it on the show, like, you gotta do the work. So, you know, if you dealing with somebody who, you know, hasn't done any type of work, therapy, you know, any type of release, there has to be a release button on that said course, because otherwise you go into another relationship and you bring it in. You got a whole situation and you probably gonna take another L. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because you ain't worked through nothing. So it's extremely to do some type of therapy, to do some type of work on yourself into a new relationship for freaking sure. Damn it, boy. Please do that.
I totally agree. Do the work.
Fucking must.
And I think that's what those ladies kept asking us at the other podcast. It was like, well, how did you guys move on? How did you guys get ready? How did you guys know? We're like, well, we did the work.
Stay tuned through this quick commercial break.
The lottery is an $80 billion industry. Convenience stores make half of 1% of a ticket sold if it wins. Over 1.4 billion tickets are sold per month that aren't winners of a jackpot. Now, imagine if you could make 50 cents per ticket. Imagine if you could also make 1% of a jackpot sold. Now imagine that all of this is done online and on an app, and you own the online convenience store to do this. Welcome to My Lottery Store Affiliate Program. Let's make money together. Ready to sign up? Get your own lottery store today.
To get started, go to https://mobileagent.mylotterystore.com. Hit sign up, fill out your personal info, and use my referral code, JARAE2020. That's JEARAE2020.
This was not no fly-by-night situation. This was not a flip the switch, turn the page. This was a process. And I think people are afraid of that. Because it's heavy. It's a heavy ass. It's not an easy one. It's a road that you really gotta walk low key on at a lot of points. You know what I'm saying? Which yeah. Could be a scary. Yeah. Additionally, not only are you walking alone, but now you gotta reflect. Now you gotta take that mirror and look at it. You gotta look at that looking back at you, which is yourself, and figure out and re. Some shit that you really fucked up on and sit in that. And a lot of people can't do that. It's easier just to be told to do, or you know, for somebody to guide you this way, that way, or feed you information, versus really sitting down, reflecting, and saying, you know, I fucked up right here. I've done this. This was not okay to do. This is a terrible character trait. This is a huge flaw that I need to work on. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's an extremely hard process to do as any person. So to sit in that and really do that work with a therapist, as well as sitting alone with yourself and working through those thoughts, man, that's a hard pill. It's hard. It's tough. And a lot of people can't do it.
Yeah. Yeah. But you got to do it. You have to do it. It's kind of like sitting in the dark for 24 hours.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, solitary confinement.
Yeah, literally, you're just sitting there, and literally, it's like when you're in those type of spaces, all your I heard somebody say they woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning just sitting with their demons, and I'm like, what? Like, you know when they said that, I'm like, what do you mm-hmm. sitting with your demons? But they said they woke up and they're sitting with all their insecurities, all of their past traumas, you know, because they're sitting there in their thoughts and they have to deal with those things. And that's the time that they said they were just up sitting dealing with those. And I mean, in reality, who really wants to deal with that?
Yeah, it's a tough situation, especially when you start really peeling back layers and yeah. then connect dots. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like everything works. You know, so it goes into then you looking at childhood, how you grow up, you know what I'm saying? Good or bad, but there's always something there, you know what I'm saying? In terms of why you do certain things. Good or bad, you know what I'm saying? Is how you were raised reflects what you do certain things as an adult. And if you're not able to pinpoint those, draw the line and put another dot there, you're gonna be on that cycle in your adult life, wondering why you're having these issues that you haven't dealt with, some things that you need to deal with from your past. It's really, right. It's an interesting process. It's a hell of, like Oprah says, the aha moment. That's so fucking stupid, but it's so fucking real.
It's you true. Be like, yeah.
Oh my God. Like,
that's
I didn't
what
know
it was.
That.
Oh, you know, my God. Yeah.
Doing that, or my mom saying that to me as a kid. That's why I got this woo woo wham. Like, it's a crazy freaking process how you're able. It's like taking a puzzle, one big ass puzzles that have like 5,000 pieces, and you're like putting that shit together, and that shit start coming together. You like, damn, coming together for me, you know. So it's important to do, extremely. And I think too, I think people are afraid of love.
I agree. It's very scary to put yourself out there.
Hell yeah. Because you low-key betting against the odds.
Yeah.
It's a hella scary process. But I think a lot of people, real talk, it's something that everybody wants to attain, whether they want to admit it or not.
Admit it or not, right.
That's what the goal is of this life, right? All is of this life is to be loved. I don't give a fuck what nobody say, whether it's by a spouse, by your kids, by your parents, period. So when that's working out, especially not working out in terms of somebody you chose,
yeah,
a process, you know. Yes. I'm not saying yes. That your parents or whatnot, I'm not saying that can't be a hard process. It can be, most definitely. But the difference is you don't choose your parents.
Right.
You know, you're born in that. But your spouse, you choose them.
Right.
So when you go down a road of choosing somebody, that's your decision that you says you're going to do life with, and I'm going to love this person, and then that shit work out. Woo!
Man, it's like have you ever been so excited? Like, I like food, right? I love food. Okay, we all love food. But have you ever been so excited to try something and you're like, ooh, I'm so excited. This is gonna be so good. And you take that first bite and you're like, it's okay. You take the second bite and you're like, oh, you know what? The more I eat this, the nastier it gets.
Mm-hmm.
And then you end up putting your fork down. And you're like, wow, I wasted my money.
My time, my everything.
I'm disgusted. I didn't came down here, drove all the way from wherever I came from, stood in this line or waited to be seated, sit down, ordered this shit, ate it, and realized I wasted my fucking money.
For this
that is
season
terrible.
And shit. Damn it, boy.
That's sometimes how marriage gets.
Well, then, unseasoned steak.
I wasted my money.
You definitely gonna waste your money. Hopefully that nigga don't take it from you.
Yeah, that part. That part. You definitely go.
That's
like
a whole other layer.
But that's how
this show. I was watching a show the other day and they said something interesting on it. They said that loving someone is the bravest thing you can do.
Yeah.
Let go, be happy if it's only for a little while. And I thought that was kind of dope to sit on that. Like, I had to sit on that for a long minute, actually, because it made me reflect on my situation. And I think that it gives you a different perspective on love, right? We yeah. just mentioned most people are scared to love. Hey, I don't want to do it. I don't want to be hurt. That's what people go. I don't want to be hurt, right? But if you think about it in terms of, it's the bravest thing you can do, right? To give somebody that. So
right.
that's awesome for you to do. Okay. If somebody sees it, even better. But if it doesn't work out, that's not necessarily on you. You were still able to do what it was supposed to give. Right? You were still able to experience that process, that piece of life. And I think that gave me a hell of perspective, because I was like, well, damn. I don't love that nigga no more. But at one time, I really loved, like, truly, like, genuinely, I really loved my ex-husband at that point in life.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I was able to experience that. And again, if the goal at the end of the day is to attain it, I did.
Right.
Now, did it last? No. Did it? No. But did I experience it? Yes. So it's like, at least got a piece of the pie. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's like when you shift your perspective on that, it low-key frees something up in you.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, damn, the show done free something.
It took a lock off of something that was there. Shit. Unlocked it.
I got the secret level on the Mario Brothers, bitch. I am in the sewer tube about to fight the King Koopa and do a couple things. But real, I hadn't thought about it in that way, you know, because often you think like, ah, shit, yeah, I'm scared to love again. I loved before. That shit didn't work out. I'm hurt. Whatever the case, right? I don't want to take another L. But again, our days are...
You know right, what I'm right.
And Maisha, I'm watching this fucking Manifest show. So now I'm watching this or whatever. Everybody got an expiration date. We all do, whether we want to admit it or not. Mm-hmm. I'm saying, but everybody, we are ticking time bombs, literally. So, you know what I'm saying? Think about it in that way. It's like, damn, do I just want to, you know, be on this where I don't experience or don't want to live the fuck out this life?
That's it.
And I'm like, I choose to live the fuck out this life that I. So, there you know, take them L's, you know what I'm saying? But experience. Like, you know, we get hit up a ton in regards to our lives. We get hit up about the podcast and stuff too, but we get comments on our lives. And most often the comments is like, damn, y'all have a good fucking time. Man, I want to kick it with you. Can I come function? Where you guys going? What's next? Flying to next? Can I come meet you? Can we come eat? Let's go have a drink. Like, that's typically what conversations are with niggas we don't even know.
yeah.
Like, and when I say niggas, I mean everybody.
Yeah.
I mean everybody. I mean everybody in terms of like, yo, you guys look like you really enjoy life. And I think at the end of the day, that's the motherfucking goal. Like, we got to get out of being so wrapped up in our day in and day out, which I'm not taking anything away from that. That's important, whether it's paying your bills or whatnot. Yes, can do that. But if you're not experiencing anything in life, if you're not having any fun, that's not okay. Think about it. You know, even my kids, they like, my son, he'll ask me all the time. He's very, very analytical. So he'll always ask questions and stuff. He's a critical thinker. So how's it being an adult? You know, And I'm like, well, you know.
Shit.
Damn it, boy.
I was all bucked up about this shit.
When I was a kid, you remember that shit? When you were a kid, you were so geeked. You was fucking geeked. Legit geeked about being an adult. Man, I can't wait to be an adult so I can go woo woo wham, right? All of us were. And it's like, I tell my kids, all relish in being a kid.
Yeah.
It's too much in being a kid. Because I don't know. I wanted to be older so bad all the time. But I don't know if it was because everybody was older than me, because I'm the youngest, literally, in like my whole entire family. You know, my dad is a 10th child, so I'm literally the youngest in my entire family. Everyone's older than me, so I don't know if it was that. But my whole life, pretty much, I wanted to be older. So shit, now that a nigga older, you're like, ugh. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, relish in moments, you know what I'm saying? Relish in these stages that we got, because we really don't get to go back. You know, like, think about it. When you was in elementary and shit, nigga, I had two recesses. I was in elementary. That shit was popping. Two recesses and a lunch. You know, you got to play and on the lunch. Playground. You got to do some dodgeball and shit. You know, at real cafeteria ladies that was cooking in the kitchen like a stir fry. Like, life was amazing. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was so simple. We was happy because it was Friday pizza day. That shit was amazing. You know what I'm saying? Like, we were so excited about juice, carton shit, that concentrated, whatever. And then pizza she was making. That was freaking life. And Doc, what? And Tether, but let me get into that because I was a motherfucking queen. But anyway, the shit was amazing. And then, high. And then my, guess what? My recesses was gone. And hold up, where the fuck recess? Shit started getting taken away, but I had nutrition. All right, got nutrition. I got lunch. You could kick it at lunch, so cool. We on the basketball court looking at the niggas playing basketball or whatnot. It's still a vibe. I'm living life. That's what's up, right? Come to high school, they ain't got shit, just lunch, nigga. What? All right, I gotta find some fun to do. Right. I ain't got no nutrition. My recess is gone. All right, cool. Back to college, you gonna make fun because you outside, and most often, if you went to college, you're my parents. Cool. So you living life. Now, adulthood, nigga, to build in fun. Because what are you doing? Paying bills. What the fuck are you doing? You're paying bills. Okay? So you gotta build in fun. So if you're not building in no fun, you just get on the sidelines wishing they could play dodgeball. You know what I'm saying? Get your ass out there and play. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I'm outside or whatever. I'll make my recess. Fuck you mean. Fuck you mean. Right. Go outside. Like, for real though. You guys gotta start enjoying and experiencing life. You know, me and Mai, we was talking the other day just about people in different sides of town, and you know how people are raised and stuff like that. And you know, a lot of people who they don't even get in their own city. Crazy to me. Like, you go get out in your city. Like, go. I'm sure it is something that you have not experienced. It's a restaurant you have tried. It's a cool ass, I don't know, bar or drive-in movie or some shit, a shooting range, something, I don't know. Upon is something that you have not experienced in your city. Like, get out and go outside. Like, literally, get out on the weekends or whatnot. And most often, I can say probably about times out of 10, I see some new shit in H-Town. Some shit I've seen before. Some shit I ain't never fucking seen. Whether it's a mural or something, I ain't seen. Graffiti, some bomb shit. I don't know. They building something. I don't know. New restaurant. I ain't never seen this before. It's a bakery. Here go ice cream shop. Something. It's a boutique. Something. Like, go experience what the fuck is outside.
So I think when you start doing those type of things, like experiencing life, experiencing love is just another concept of it.
Absolutely.
So when you're opening up yourself to new experiences and doing different things, you'll be more open to loving someone or having somebody love you. this is why, you know, people, they'd be like, damn, she in love again next week. And you used to hate on that person, but now I look at it like, shit, if you have that capacity to do on that, to do that, to that's a wonderful thing because you're experiencing it. And some people don't get to experience that all in their lifetime. So that's why I encourage and we encourage other people to live your life, to love everything, do it to the fullest. So
do it to the fullest.
That's all I got. That's all I got.
That's do it to the fullest. I mean, I love it. Live life to the fullest. Life is a beautiful thing. You know what I'm saying? How are you going to experience anything, and especially look if you in your house? So, unless you just online, and I guess the whole damn time, I don't know. But I'm just saying, like, learn of you first. And when you go out and start to experience and do things that you like, get into a hobby that you're into, that right person will come along because they're going to love seeing you do what you love doing.
Exactly.
And they want to love you too. So, divorce fuckers, we love you.
We love
that's
you.
It, and that's all. So, y'all, appreciate y'all fucking with us real heavy. We gonna be back for another motherfucking week. Let the Lord say the same.
And if the creek don't rise,
hey, we out this thing. Peace.
We want to hear from you and make this extremely interactive. So go ahead and type in https://anchor.fm/divorcedaf/message. Type that in. You can go ahead and send us a recorded message about how you feel about this episode, things you may want us to know, good, bad, and different. Yo, we're divorced as fuck. Let us know how you feel. Out. Thanks for tuning in to this episode. Did you learn anything? All is fair in love, hate, and divorce. Signing off, it's your girls, JRA and my Renee, and we are divorced as fuck. Out.